Chapter 8. Hard Work for Jay. Jay followed John to the film room.
"I'm very hungry. When's dinner?" asked Jay. "Why am I not permitted to eat?"
"In about an hour, I'll come and take you to eat," said John.
In the film room, John pressed some buttons, and the lights in the room became weaker. Suddenly, Carsten Peters appeared on the screen. He was walking to the rhythm of a rock song. Jay began moving to the rhythm.
"This is fun," he thought.
"Okay, you've got 4 hours of DVDs here," said John. "You have to concentrate on how Carsten Peters walks and the expressions on his face."
Okay, at least there won't be a test," said Jay, joking.
"There may be a test, you know," said John. "You should remember as much as you can."
Jay looked at John, surprised. It wasn't a joke.
"I'll call you for dinner in an hour, and you'll continue watching the DVDs after dinner. I'll also show you the flat," John said. "You'll sleep there."
Then he left the film room. Jay concentrated on Carsten Peters. He watched the DVDs and observed Peters. The hour passed quickly, and soon Jay and John were sitting together in the agency's small cafeteria.
"Not another salad," said Jay. "I'm hungry. I need real food."
John was sitting opposite Jay, eating his own salad.
"That's chicken salad," said John. "There's a lot of protein in that chicken. You'll feel great after you eat it."
"I'd like to feel great while I'm eating it too," said Jay. "Why can't I have a hamburger and chips?"
"We've only got healthy food in this cafeteria," said John. "And in Jill's opinion, you have to be careful about your weight while you're here. Carsten Peters is thinner than you are."
"This is going to be fun," said Jay sarcastically.
After dinner, John took Jay to another part of the agency.
"This is our private flat," said John. "You'll sleep here."
John opened the door and they entered the flat. The entire flat was full of expensive furniture and antiques, but the bathroom was very modern.
"Wow, I think I'll relax and have a bath now," said Jay.
"Remember, you still have 3 hours of Carsten Peters DVDs to watch," said John.
"Why?" asked Jay. "I've seen enough already. I know his walk and the expressions on his face."
"You're going to become Carsten Peters, so you have to watch all the DVDs," said John.
He gave Jay the keys to the film room and the flat.
"I'm going home now. The night guard will be at reception if you need anything. Good night."
After John left, Jay thought, "Should I forget about the DVDs? I'm alone, so nobody will know." Then he remembered the test earlier that afternoon. He returned to the film room. When he came back 3 hours later, he fell asleep immediately.